Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the Be Wisdom Radio Network. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Tonight is my guest is Shulamit Lazarus. She's an RN, an EFT specialist, but she's also into freeing you, what she calls getting you unstuck to live your desired life. Anyway, welcome to the show, Shulamit.
Hi, Rob.
How are you tonight?
Can you hear me well?
Yeah, we hear you real well. You're real clear to
me. Great. Okay, great. I'm all yours.
All right, Shulamit, explain to people what EFT is, because it's really a unique process, because it really, what it does is it stops the meridian lines. But explain to them what EFT is.
Okay, emotional freedom technique is part of a cutting edge process of self mastery and clearing blocks that stop you from having what you want in your life. And it was discovered, I guess the simplest way to put it is that there was a cognitive psychologist, Roger Callahan, who was working with an issue where his client had a problem with a phobia of water. And he had tried everything that he could do, and he couldn't help her. And for some reason, he went into the energy field and the understanding of the energy field and the meridians, and he found that when he tapped on certain acupuncture points based on certain basic major meridians, that when she held the issue in mind and she tapped at the same time and did certain brain balancing things with her eyes, he found that the issue cleared up very, very quickly, stunningly fast. And from that experience, he continued working with that process. But the process was very complicated. It had certain patterns for certain issues and then other patterns for other issues. But all of his work was based on the discovery that all uncomfortable emotions, or what he called negative emotions, comes from a disturbed energy field. So I want to backtrack a bit, because the idea of the energy field is foreign to some people that might be listening to your show. And to other people that are listening may have heard about the energy field, but look at it from the perspective of New Age or a little bit weird, you know, not really based and not grounded in reality. And in fact, I want to dispel that completely, because I want everybody listening to the show to realize that I am a scientist, and the work that I do is based in science. If it weren't, I wouldn't trust it. So in the 1930s, a man who was a professor from Yale, his name is Saxton Burr, discovered through experimentation that we all have an energy field, that all human organisms, that all living organisms have an energy field. And he did the research in mental hospitals. He did it in people that were dealing with cancer. And what he found was that before the eruption of any mental, emotional, or physical issue, the energy field around the organism changed. He theorized to himself that if he could prevent that change, then that person wouldn't go on to create those problems. And we have since then proven that to be true. And that leads us back to what I'm talking about, which is the fact that we find that when our energy field is confronted by our thoughts that have a negative feeling attached to it, a negative experience. For example, you've gotten up to give a speech, and when you give that speech, you feel like you're being ridiculed by the audience for whatever reason. Maybe it's something that you said, maybe it's something that they don't believe in, whatever. And you feel when you got off that podium, It didn't go well. You were humiliated. You don't want to ever do it again. And it turns out that that happened to be in fifth grade, and you were told to give a speech about something. So now when you bring up the thought of giving a speech or having to give a speech or to publicly speak about something, you may not think consciously about that experience when you're in fifth grade because now you may be 60 years old. And it seems so long ago, it's lost in history. Yet what we know is that 95% of our thoughts are unconscious. And so when we bring an issue up, even though we think that we're only bringing what we want up into our mind, everything else that's associated with it comes also. And what happens is when we bring up a thought that's associated with any kind of negative experience, it literally disturbs our energy field. And it creates blockages that we have that show up in our meridians. And the reason why that's important is because when we're blocked, it creates emotional discomfort. So if a person is thinking about getting up and speaking about something publicly, they get blocked inside and they don't know why. All of a sudden, they just feel a little bit uncomfortable or they want to procrastinate. Well, I'll put that off. I really don't want to have to speak at the job like that. I'm going to go watch some TV. And they don't understand what it is that's going on the most subtle levels. And at times, it can be incredibly intense. So you feel anxious, your heart starts beating, or you feel angry, or you feel sad. All those things can come up, and you don't even know that that's there. We find that when we tap on the certain acupuncture points while we hold an issue in mind, that it allows the charge for the issue to be neutralized. In essence, what we're doing is we're clearing the block of energy in our system. And that allows the energy to stream freely again. And we know from Saxton Burr's work and from our own experience that when our energy moves easily, we have a sense of well-being and a feeling that we can do anything. So that in a nutshell is EFT, although I just want to add one more piece, and that is that Callahan's work was actually called thought field therapy. And it had a lot of different patterns, and they were difficult for some people who wanted to be practitioners of the work. Then a man, Gary Cray, came and became a student of Callahan's and said that if all negative emotion comes from a disturbed energy field, then we shouldn't have to have 10 taps here for, you know, hatred and 13 taps there for chocolate cravings, and we should be able to have a one-shop stop for everything, basically. And what he created was a pattern that allows you to do all the work with just one pattern. And over time, he's actually lessened that pattern by many, many, many things so that there's a very basic, maybe 6 or 8 tappings that a person does to do 99% of the work. And it's incredibly powerful.
And you said something in there that really opened my eyes to something. And everybody can feel when something is happening in their life and they feel it on the inner self. They feel the switch from one energy field to the next. When something comes in that you have a real dislike for, you feel the energy shift within you before you respond. And you also, when it's going from a mundane to a more energized state, you feel that. And that is where the fissuring of the old pattern begins, as soon as you feel that energy shift.
Yes. And, you know, most people, it's so interesting because I have this new client that just I spoke to about 2 hours ago, and she was talking to me and she said, you know, I don't know, forgive me if I don't know the language. This is all very new to me. You know, I don't really know about all of this. And then she went on to talk about a situation where, you know, she was living somewhere and the energy was bad. See, people don't realize that they understand exactly what's going on. They don't understand, you know, intellectually because they haven't hit the words, but innately we know how we feel when we feel good around somebody or if a situation, we walk into a room and we go, uh-oh, we shouldn't be here. We have these intelligences inside us. I mean, I'm going to be doing this show on the radio in April, and you know, it's a pretty heavy subject. It's going to be about trauma and how I work with trauma and, you know, clearing issues of tremendous abuse with my work, which has been incredibly successful. And what's lovely about it is that it's not re-traumatizing like so many modalities are. But one of the things that the person who's hosting the show said, don't get new age. You know, keep it like so any taxi driver can understand. And from what I can hear and see in people around me, we're much more aware of things than people ever give us credit for.
And that's absolutely true, because we understand our life. It's however we are afraid to trust our abilities to understand we understand. And how do you open that out in people? Because everybody encompasses all the wisdom that will take them everywhere. It's just trusting your abilities to communicate it and listen to it.
Well, I mean, I think the important thing is to, you know, to in terms of people's lives, to just point out or have them think about the times where they knew something in an inner level that they could not know any other way. Like when I was thinking about, I'm an auditory intuitive. And what that means is that I get information inside of me about people a lot of times, sometimes before them. One of the things that we do with emotional freedom techniques is we ask people to pick a number for the charge of an issue, because at times some people don't even want to talk about the issue, but they want to clear it. And what's wonderful about the EFT work that I do with people is I can work with people without them saying a word, because the issue itself brings a charge up into the field around the person. So I don't have to have a teenager who kind of, you know, might be embarrassed to speak. I don't have to have them tell me things that they don't want to tell me, or any individual tell me things they don't want to tell me, yet we can still work on clearing the charge, and that's really, really wonderful. Well, so when you're focusing in, you know, on how you feel about something, you know it. You can feel a change inside you, you know? So anyway, what ends up happening is that I ask, just in case, you know, from 0 to 10, what's going on for you? If you were going to tell me where you are with that, you know, how intense is that charge for you, or how intense is that experience? And, you know, they give me a number. A lot of times I'll get the number before they say it. And that might sound strange. You know, most people don't really think about that. They might think that's a little spooky. But all of us have had experiences once in a while in our lives where we got information and we don't know how we got it. You know, we were going into a situation that was potentially dangerous for us, and somehow a little voice went into us and said, uh-oh, don't go there, you know. And so we walk away, and we narrowly miss something that was going to happen that would have been hurtful to us or scary or whatever. And we all have experiences like that, but then there are those of us who have more of them, or maybe are gifted in certain things. Well, my gift is being auditory and kinesthetic, which means that I can feel people's energy fields when they change. And it's a wonderful thing because I can offer that to my clients in terms of our sessions. It makes things move really quickly. But where that showed up for me was when I was 15 years old. And I remember to the day what happened. I was sweeping the kitchen, and just, you know, sweeping the kitchen with a broom, you know, taking care of the kitchen. And all of a sudden, this thought came into me that I had to call my grandmother immediately. Immediately. It was so powerful. I threw down the broom. I ran to the phone. I called my grandmother. My grandmother was crying, and my grandfather had just died. How do we get that information? What's going on? We're not isolated. There's something that's connecting us, and there's a field of information that we all have access to. We just don't think about it. And so to say that the taxi driver doesn't know, I think is holding people very small. I think that there are more people that are really delving and journeying and trying to understand things on a much deeper level than ever before. And I think we're accelerating in our emotional intelligence. We're accelerating in our spiritual intelligence. That doesn't mean that there aren't things going on in the planet that, you know, that don't have, you know, ignorance and hatred and prejudice. And, you know, I don't disregard that. But I think that there's a very powerful movement. I mean, I speak to so many people. It's not like I just speak to one kind of person. I speak to shopkeepers. I speak to everybody. You know, people are wanting to go deeply. I mean, I have a client who's in the field, you know, of like termite control, or, you know, when you think of termite. And the man goes to a Reiki practitioner, you know? So there's so much more that people understand than they're given credit for. And, you know, in talking about these things, I've had this struggle inside me of how to communicate, and I want to make sure that people understand what I'm saying and they don't feel lost. At the same time, I think that people know a lot more than they're given credit for. And I invite people to listen, and what they don't understand, I'm more than happy for them to call me after the show and ask me questions. You know, I'm very happy to share and clear things up for people. But I believe that so many people who are listening to your show right now, they have a deep hunger and a deep understanding. They may not be able to get on an intellectual level, but internally, they go, yeah, you know, that's true. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and that's a true statement. But see, the arrogance of the country thinks if I have more education or more money, I'm smarter than you, and that's the biggest fallacy in the world. Money and arrogance don't have anything to do, because everybody has the wisdom within them to expand their life, because the wisdom you come on this earth is the wisdom you are to express to the universe to expand the universe. That's what life is about. And you was right on when you said that. I want to give out Shalameet's website. It's www.limitfreeself.com. And do you want to give out your phone number?
Sure. You can reach me 24/7 voicemail at 973-259-1988. Again, I'll say that, 973-259-1988. And you can leave a message and I'll call you back.
And I'm also going to give out the website again. It's www.limitfreeself.com. And, you know, that is where the world is going right now. The world is expanding into listening to the core wit within us. And we're just going to relish, because the world is begging for innovation to expand out of the economic shutdown. Well, we've been in an economic innovative slowdown for a long time because we've went into a convenient society. How do you open out people's innovation so they can see they encompass the wisdom and the innovation to move their life forward?
Well, you know, I think about an image that I drew to help somebody understand. And I call it the Barbados effect. I live in New York, so we're talking Hudson River, polluted. You know, you could be standing 300 feet above the ground or 40 feet or 3 feet. You wouldn't know because you can't see anything. So let's think about our consciousness as that body of water, okay? And that the floor of that has all of the gems of our resources, our wisdom, you know, everything that we need to create the life that we want, our answers, so to speak. And we look down, and there we're standing over the Hudson River, and we can't see anything. We don't know what's down there. So if you imagine that as all your stuck energy, all the times that you were defined by the way somebody treated you and felt hurt inside and shut down just a little bit, all the times where you felt humiliated or rejected or disappointed in yourself or frightened, all of those experiences through our life, and most specifically, especially, and this is for all the people that have children or are thinking of having children, that from birth to 7 years old is the most impressionable time for downloading what I call downloading patterns into our subconscious mind. So if we think about the subconscious mind as an energy field, like a CD, we're putting down patterns in the CD of our subconscious mind. And then when we're about 7 years old, we get our laptop, which is our conscious mind, and our CD is in our laptop. We flip open the laptop, and the screen is our life vision. And there's no other programs that we can run except the one on that computer. That CD is governing our life. And unless we clear the patterns, the programs, from the CD, we're going to keep running into the same issues, and I call that looping. So what ends up happening, in essence, is that we can't see into our wisdom. We can't see through all that muck in the water. But when we start focusing on the issues that have been uncomfortable for us and we start clearing the charge from them by tapping the charge away. And I do want to say one important thing here as far as EFT is concerned, and I don't hear this enough. EFT is an incredibly powerful modality. Because it's so powerful and yet so simple, it's taught very easily, and then many people think, well, all we need is just a weekend and we can start helping people with all sorts of deep issues, or, you know, I can start clearing all my stuff. Please, please, please understand that if it's that powerful, and it is, we are working with EFT, with severe abuse, with the Iraqi vets that are coming back. So if we have a modality that's that powerful, it needs to be respected. Do not do your own deep work. If I can leave anybody with one thing, do not do your own deep work. It's not a problem doing simple, basic stress management. That's fine. But doing EFT for your own deep work, you're opening up a drawer and finding things that you may not know what to do with. There's a reason why the structure of our personality is in the dark, so to speak. Be that as it may, putting that to the side is an important thing to say. When you have a Hudson River effect, in essence, right, what happens is as I work with people and we clear issue after issue after issue, and it doesn't take long, it's really quite stunning how fast things move. What starts happening is things start getting clearer and clearer. For example, I was working with somebody today, severe abuse background, treated horribly by his dad. And as we were tapping on his issue, and this was something that was stopping him from really shining in his life, really having everything that he wanted, we're tapping on this experience that he had where he was treated really hardly, repetitively, and denigrated verbally, repetitively by his dad, put down, called names, horrible things. And we were clearing them, and as we're clearing, he goes, you know, I feel really sad for him because he missed out on so much joy. He could have had such a wonderful time with me. Now, he went from feeling really terrorized and angry and stuck to a place of compassion, a place of understanding, a place of heart. And see, ultimately, the key is not in his father. His father's gone. Many of our parents are gone, yet we hold them inside us. It's not in the teacher that treated us poorly or called us stupid. That teacher is gone, yet the teacher is alive inside us because we hold that perception. We're defined by that perception. It's stuck inside us. So we bring up the thought that's associated with that experience and we clear the charge of it, it no longer has a hold. So once you start having an experience where things literally start clearing, and I say clearing, not just shifting or learning about, because I know all about that. We're talking about a completely different experience. Now the water feels and looks clearer. You look down and you go, oh, my God, I didn't know that was in there. He could have had fun with me. I feel sad for him. Now he's not this huge, big, six-foot bully anymore. Now all of a sudden the guy's looking and saying, you know, he looks really small to me now. My God, he's like a shriveled old man. Look at him. I never saw him that way. Now we're talking about a situation where this person had been so terrorized that to the point of our session was still sleeping with a light on at night. When the family was gone. Now, this is not unique. I'm just saying that that's how powerful, you know, clearing things up and how fast it can be. That's why I call it the Barbados effect, because you're going from the sludge. Now, all of a sudden, you look up and you go, oh, my God, I can see the stones. I don't know whether it's 3 feet or 100 feet because it looks so clear. I can just grasp it with my hand. That's what I'm talking about when you clear stuff up.
Here's the thing. Whenever you're doing personal growth work, it goes right back to the parents. Don't even mess around. It goes right to the parents from 0 to 5 years old. It really does. When I do hypnosis, that's right where I go.
It sounds so cliche, but it's not. It's true. It's in our childhood that it gets laid down, and then certain experiences in our teenage as well. But primarily, absolutely, you're right, it's the childhood that we need to get back to. But it doesn't mean dredging it up and re-traumatizing. EFT doesn't do that. We have wonderful ways of working with people with all sorts of issues. I work with a whole range of issues, and we have so much fun. We laugh so much, and we clear things that are really, really, really deep at the same time.
And, you know, that's the truth. But when you feature the pattern, you can ingrain new patterns. And
that's true.
I really like the hypnosis and anything that that opens out. And the thing is there's a lot of people doing this, shalomit, that never done their own personal work. And that's where it really starts. The person you choose, and if you listen to shalomit, she did. She did her personal work on herself, and that's where
that's absolutely true.
If you aren't listening to somebody that's done their own personal journey, you'll stay stuck. The teaching that didn't do it will only take you as far as they're in their journey. As you can hear, Shalomit, she really has done deep work on herself. So let's give out your website and your telephone number. I'll give out the website. It's www.limitfreeself.com, and you can give out the phone number. We're down to 21 seconds. And give them some wisdom. 973
259-1988. You can call 24/7. And if I was going to leave you with anything, if you've ever been called anything, perceived as anything, you are not your label. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks about you or calls you or called you in the past or made you think of yourself. You are all possibility. You are not your label.
And that is the most profound thing she can in the world. And now I'm going to close out the show. Shalomit, I really want to thank you. And we'll have Shalomit back when she's ready, and we'll do a longer show. This was kind of an introduction of Shalomit to all the listeners. And I want to thank the listeners and Shalomit for being on. And tomorrow
night my guest
is Leticia Dominguez, and she's also Waking Your Potential. And that is what this show is about, is bringing people like Shalomit to the forefront to allow you to expand your life.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, thank you. I really like that, and you said a lot of profound things. And people, call Shalomit and expand your life.
Have
a good night.
Good night,
everybody. And we'll talk to you later.
Good night. Bye-bye.